The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 1st, 1972, in San Diego.
Chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the nature of Krishna consciousness is fully described. Krishna is full in all opulences, and how He manifests such opulences is described herein. Also, four kinds of fortunate people who become attached to Krishna, and four kinds of unfortunate people who never take to Krishna, are described in this chapter. In the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as non-material spirit soul, which is capable of elevating himself to self-realization by different types of yogas. At the end of the sixth chapter, it has been clearly stated that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of all yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one is able to know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahma Jyoti, or localized Paramatma realization, is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth, because it is partial. Full and scientific knowledge is Krishna, and everything is revealed to the person in Krishna consciousness. In complete Krishna consciousness, one knows that Krishna is ultimate knowledge beyond any doubt. Different types of yoga are only stepping stones on the path of Krishna consciousness. One who takes directly to Krishna consciousness automatically knows about Brahma Jyoti and Paramatma in full. By practice of Krishna consciousness yoga, one can know everything in full, namely the absolute truth, the living entities, the material nature, and their manifestations with paraphernalia. One should therefore begin yoga practice as directed in the last verse of the sixth chapter. Concentration of the mind upon Krishna, the Supreme, is made possible by prescribed devotional service in nine different forms, of which
there are many persons who like meditation. Nowadays it is very popular, especially in your country. But when you ask them what is the subject of meditation, they cannot say. Can you say what is the subject of meditation? Anyone who is little aware of this meditation? What is that meditation?
The process of negation.
Huh?
The process of negation.
Negation how? Negation, something positive you negate. So what is that positive and what is the negation? Nobody can
explain.
That means these are manufacturing. Actually, there is no fixed up knowledge. There's like somebody was asked, transcendental meditation. What is the transcendental meditation? Can anyone explain?
I went to one of their meetings and it was just, they talked about some concentrating, feeling something going down like this and coming up. It was just
not very, I want to say, clear. Something vague. So, this will not help. Here is a positive proposition that you concentrate on the form of Krishna. Maya sakta manapna. Yogi namapi sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyavan antaratmana. One has to fix up the form. Actual yoga system is to concentrate on the form of Vishnu. Dhyanavastita tadgatina manasa. By meditation means to concentrate the mind without being diverted to any other subject, simply thinking of Lord Vishnu. That is the yoga meditation recommended in Vedic literature. So here also Krishna says, me, Krishna and Vishnu, the same. Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. So when we concentrate our mind upon Krishna, Vishnu is included there. Go on.
Concentration of the mind upon Krishna, the Supreme, is made possible by prescribed devotional service in nine different forms, of which Shravanam is the first and most important.
So our yoga system is not like that, that we whole day, 23 hours and 45 minutes, I engage myself in all nonsensical activities, and 15 minutes I concentrate my mind, the meditation. That kind of yoga system is not here. Here, 24 hours meditation. Even during sleeping, 24 hours means during sleeping hours. Life should be molded in such a way that 24 hours you'll be able to think of Krishna. We are engaging our students in so many Krishna activities. They're going to the park chanting Hare Krishna or distributing literature. All these activities, remembering Krishna. They have no other, thought except Krishna. This 15 minutes, 20 minutes sitting is all right. But one who is 24 hours thinking of Krishna or Vishnu, how far he is advanced, that can we imagine. Therefore Krishna says personally, yogi namapi sarvesham, of all the yogis. There are different types of yogis. It is not that just like we do some other business, 23 hours, 45 minutes, and 15 minutes we sit down for meditation. No. 24. Kirtaniya sadha. Sadha means 24 hours. That is recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadha. So, execute this 24 hours meditation, one has to become very humble. Because so many people will criticize. Just like last night, or after this, you were speaking that some of his fellow officer was criticizing. So we have to tolerate. Just like when the elephant passes, many dogs bark. So, we do not care for these dogs barking. As elephant, he must go on gravely. You see? Therefore, tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna. We have to execute this 24 hours Krishna business, Krishna consciousness, always absorbed in thought of Krishna. In sitting, in walking, in eating, in sleeping, everything, in working. That is first class yoga. It is also yoga, first class yoga. Not third class, fourth class yoga. Of course, any yoga system, we cannot say it is third class, fourth class, but when we make comparative study, there must be something better or something inferior. That's like we have already described. You have got a staircase to go to the 100th floor. So one has gone 20 steps, one has gone 50 steps, one has gone 75 steps, one has gone full 100 steps. So, one who has gone 25 steps, he cannot be compared with one who has gone 100 steps. Similarly, the yoga system is just like a staircase for going to the spiritual world. So one who has taken to Krishna consciousness, he is on the top. Topmost yoga system. Go on.
The Lord therefore says to Arjuna, Tat Shrinu, or hear from me. No one can be a greater authority than Krishna. And therefore, by hearing from him...
Here is another important point. We have to learn by listening from somebody. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhivacchi. We approach guru for hearing from the truth. Just like child listens from the parents and he learns to speak, he learns to know what is what. The father says, this is this. The child also says, this is this. The father says, this is spoon. The child also says, this is spoon. So he learns by hearing. Mother language means, if the child is handed over to some other person whose language is different from the mother, he will learn from the very beginning, he will learn that language. So hearing is very important. Therefore, our bhakti process, bhakti yoga process, is hearing. The more you give oral reception to the transcendental message, more you become expert. You haven't got to become a PhD or very learned fellow or very scholar. No. Even a child without any education, he can also become Krishna conscious simply by hearing. In Los Angeles, our child friend, he's only 3 years old. He says so many mantras. He has learned, yes, so many. Of course, one child may be specially intelligent, but anyone can learn. The method is simply here, and seeing the behavior. You put one child in this association, automatically with his growth he will become a Vaishnava, a Krishna conscious devotee, automatically. By seeing these activities, manvana bhavavad bhakta madhyaji mahang namaskuru, by thinking of Krishna, because the child will get the opportunity for hearing the word Krishna, Krishna. Everyone has got God-gifted instrument this year. And if we give oral reception, we'll learn. There's no need of education. A, B, C, D, no? So, hearing is so important. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this propaganda of Sankirtan movement, he has given stress on this hearing process. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manohi. You can remain in your place. You don't say that you change your place. Whatever you are, you remain. If you are American, you remain American. If you are Hindu, you remain Hindu. If you are Muslim, you remain Muslim. We don't say that first of all you become a Hindu or this or that. No. We simply request, please come here, sit down and hear. That's all. This is the yoga system. Hearing yoga system. We don't say, press, that you do this, you do that. We say the regulatory principle. When one is seriously become our intimate friend or member, then we say that we have to follow the rules and limits. That we'll agree. If he has actually heard our words, Then immediately he left. It is not very difficult. So hearing is so important. Sravanam. Sravanam means hearing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with Ramananda Rai the process of self-realization. He'll have it. For those who have got teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he'll read it when Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya are speaking. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai, what is the best process for self-realization? Because life is meant for self-realization. This human life is meant for self-realization. Atma-tattam. Otherwise, it is animal life. The animals, their cats and dogs, they are not interested in self-realization. But human life is meant for self-realization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu questioned Ramananda Rai, so what is the best process of self-realization? He recommended, first of all, the Varnasrama Dharma. Varnasrama Charvatam Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Aradhati Pungsa Nanna Tattu Sukarana. See, real business is Vishnu Aradhana. Vishnu, the all pervading supreme personality of Godhead, who is within the atom, who is within your heart, and who is also in his Goloka Vrindavan, that all pervading. So, Varnasrama Dharma means how to realize that supreme, all-pervading God. That is Varna. Varna means four social division: Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. And Ashram means four spiritual division: Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. So, accepting this four spiritual and four material principles of life, that is humanity. One who is not within this category, Varnasrama Dharma, he is not accepted as a human being or a civilized being. In the civilized nation, there is the four divisions of spiritual life and four divisions of, but they do not know it. But those who are followers of Vedic culture, they know how the divisions are to know. Just like in your body, you have got four divisions. The head division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. They are all required. It is not that simply you have got a nice brain like Professor Einstein that will do. No. You must have hands also. You must have belly. You must have legs. Then it is complete. The head is most important part of the body. That is all right. But leg is also required. You cannot neglect leg. Similarly, this division is very scientific. Intelligent class of men and martial class of men and productive class of men and laborer class of men. When we compare the laborer class of men with intellectual class of men, there is difference. But both of them are important factors to maintain this body. That is called Varnasrama. So life's aim is self-realization. Vishnu, not the skyscraper. These are piling stones and woods. This is not very intelligent one. The woods and stones and earth is there already, big mountain hills. You do the business of a porter, carry it out and heap it in one place. It becomes a skyscraper building. And if you simply are proud of these heaps of stones and woods and iron, that is not civilization. That is not civilization. Civilization is that the living entity who is using these resources to know what is actual business. This piling of stones and wood is done also by the birds. They also pick up, according to their strength, some twigs, and they make a nest. That intelligence is there. The rat also, he makes subway. So this is not very intelligent one. To imitate the rats, the birds, the cats, the dogs, that is not civilization. Civilization means self-realization, what I am. Why I am forced to die? I do not like to die. To know this, that is civilization. When all these inquiries will come into one's mind, well, I do not wish to die. Why death is there? Of course, I am forced to die. I do not wish to be diseased. Why disease comes upon me? When this why question will come, why? That is human. And if he remains dull, all right, let me die, then he is cat and dog. That's all. If there is no why, then he is cat. So, human civilization does not mean this piling of woods and stone. No, that is not it. Human civilization means Brahma Jigyasa, inquiry. These are inquiry. Why I am forced to do it? These things are taught regularly in the Varnasram system. One is made brahmachari, celibacy, spiritual. One is made very decently, family life, grihastha. One is made retired life, sannyasi, very systematic. If we don't follow the varnasram dharma, then we are not even human beings. That cats and dogs. So therefore, Ramananda Rai proposed this Varnasrama Charavata. He quoted from Vishnu Pura. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is reject. He means reject. Now, so scientific institution of Varnasrama Dharma system coming from very early age. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is external. Say something better. So in this way, Ramananda Rai was putting some better proposal than Varnasrama Dharma, than Varnasrama Tyag. Tyag means renouncing, renounce order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, no, it is not very important. Go more. So when Chaitanya Ramananda Rai quoted one verse from Bhagavatam, which was spoken by Brahma, jnana prayasam mudapasana mantayiva. When one gives up this nonsense speculative process, everyone is speculative, the scientist, philosopher, everyone is speculative, just to show himself. that he has grown very learned, he can put some theory. So this is first rejected. Brahma's experience, he is the topmost living creature within this universe. He said that when a person will give up this nonsense habit of speculation, jnana prayasam rupasam, he must become submissive. One should not pose himself that he knows something, he can speculate something, he can invent something, just like the so-called scientists, they are simply speculating and wasting labor. Nothing can be done by you, everything is already arranged, you cannot change. You can simply see how the law is working, so much you can do. But neither you can change the law, you can make a better facility for the law, no. That you cannot. Vividhisha gunamai mama maya durattaya. Durattaya means it is very difficult. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was informed the statement of Brahma, that one should give up the speculative method, that he can create something. These nonsense habits should be given up. He must become very humble, humbler than the grass. It's like we trample over the grass. It does not protest. All right, sir, you go. That type of humble. Tinadupi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna. Taro means tree. Tree is so much forbearing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jnane prayasam udapasanamanta eva, and then I give up the speculative process and I become humbler as you advise. Then what is my next duty? Next duty is namanta eva, being humble, salmukharitanga bhavadiyavata. You should approach a person who is a devotee and you should hear from him. Thane sthita. You remain in your place. You remain American. You remain Indian. You remain Christian. You remain Hindu. You remain black. You remain white. You remain woman, man, whatever you are. Simply lend your ear to the discourses given by realized soul. This is the comment. And when you hear, then you contemplate also, just like you are hearing me, if you contemplate that what Swami said, Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. Suti gotang, suti means just receiving through the ear. If you contemplate and try to understand with your body, mind, then gradually, because your aim is self-realization, the self means super self, the supreme Lord is the supreme self, we are part and parcel. So, by this process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, God, ajita, one who is never conquered. If you, by challenge, if you want to know God, you'll never understand. God never accepts challenge. Because God is great, why should he accept your challenge? If you say, oh, my dear God, please come here, I shall see you. So God is not like that. That he will carry your order. You must carry his order. Then God realizes. God says, you surrender. Sarvadhanman paritvajya mametam sarva. That process you will learn, God. Not that, I shall know God. I have got good intelligence. Speculate. No. So this hearing, we are talking of the hearing. The hearing process is so important. all our this institute, Krishna consciousness movement, has spread because the students who have joined us, they have given oral reception by hearing. The hearing, everything was changed within themselves, and they have joined with wholeheartedness, and the going on. The hearing is so important. We are opening so many centers just to give people chance of hearing about the transcendental. So you take chance, you take, the advantage of this hearing process. Okay?
No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore
yes, then hearing from Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking. They hear from him. If we say that Krishna is no longer present before me, no, Krishna is present by his Bhagavad Gita, his words, and he, there is no difference. Absolute. Absolute. If you pollute the words, Krishna is speaking something and you are rascal nonsense explaining in different way, then it has no meaning. Then Krishna is gone. But if you speak as Krishna is speaking, then it is. Krishna is present before you by his words. Immediately. By his words, you can see Krishna. Just like the Brahmin in South India. You are illiterate, you are trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but immediately Krishna become present before his eyes and he was crying. He was crying. That is it. So Krishna can be present by his words. Because Krishna's word and Krishna is not different, absolutely. If you actually accept Krishna in the form of Bhagavad Gita, then you are directly associating with Krishna, as Arjuna was doing. There will be no difficulty. Krishna is unconquered, but simply by your humble receptive form, process, you will conquer over Krishna. How will conquer? He is already within your heart. You will realize that here is Krishna. That is conquer.
No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore by hearing from him, one receives the greatest opportunity for progress in Krishna consciousness. One has, therefore, to learn from Krishna directly, or from a pure devotee of Krishna, and not from a non-devotee upstart, puffed up with academic education. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is described in the second chapter of the first canto as follows. Srinvatang svakatang krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantasto hyabhadrani vidunoti suhitsatang nashta prayeshva badreshu nityang bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki tada rajastamo bhava kamulo badayashtra ye cheta etayara navidham stittam sattve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti jogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate hridaya grantish chidyante sarva sanshaya shiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. Quote, to hear about Krishna from Vedic literatures, or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita, is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a well-wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. And by development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance. and thus material lusts and avarice are diminished.
This is the process. By hearing, you become pious. Those who are hearing in this meeting, even they cannot understand the words which we are discussing, he's becoming purer. He's becoming, that is like one becomes purer by acting piously. So, simply hearing, if one cannot understand the whole thing, he becomes pious. Punna savana kita. One who is speaking Krishna's words and one who is hearing Krishna's words, both of them are becoming purified. So if we hear daily, regularly, nittam, nittam bhagavata sevaya, then nastha prayasu abhadrishu, nittam bhagavata sevaya. If you hear daily, just like we are holding class daily in the morning, and bhagavata sevaya, seva means service, to make the place nicely clean, so that devotees will sit down, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita will be discussed. This is called Bhagavata Seva, serving the Bhagavata. Nittanam Bhagavata Sevaya, nastha prayasu avadreshu. The whole difficulty is that our heart is covered with so many dirty things. So by this process, this Bhagavata Seva, the dirty thing will be clean. Not that exactly all cleans, even a little portion is clean. Nastha prayasu, not fully clean, prayasu, almost. Then, immediately, Bhagavati uttamasvati bhakti bhavati nasti. Immediately come to the platform of bhakti yoga. Little clean. Sarvamapi asya dharma satrayati mahato bhaya. Not that. Therefore, we sometimes see that one who has taken to Krishna consciousness is still, he is committing something wrong. But that is not very, that is not a case of discouragement. You stick to this principle. Kipram bhavati dharma, apite sudhuracha. We should not willingly do anything wrong. But due to our past habit, if we do something wrong, that we should not be discouraged. But stick to the principle. Then gradually, it will be clean. Nastha prayesu avadrishu. Prayesu means almost clean, not completely clean. So we don't claim that we have become liberated from all dirty things. There are so many dirty things still. But a little clearance will help us to become a devotee of the Lord. Nastha prayesu avadrishu nittam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naisthiki. Naisthiki, this is the state of attachment to Krishna. Maya saptamana. There are different stages. So this nishtha, firm faith. First of all, lose faith. Then as we execute devotional service, the faith becomes firmer, firmer, firmer. And when it comes to form, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am His eternal servant. This is form faith. Without any belief. Bhakti bhavati nashti. Tato rajastamo bhava, kamalo bhavadayasthi. Cheta etai ranavidhya, sita shakti prasidati. Satya prasidati. Satago means goodness, the most of goodness. So, progress in devotional service means one is becoming perfect. Because he is perfect, everyone is perfect. But he's covered with some dirty thing, just like gold is covered with some dirty earth. But if you wash the gold, or by chemical process, if you clean, then real gold will come out. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of God. Therefore, godly qualities are there in every one of us. It is simply covered by this material dirty. This will be cleaned by this hearing. The more you hear, the more it becomes cleansed, the more you become fixed up in devotional service, then more you give up your other nonsense habits, kama and lobha. Other nonsense habits, they are based on two things, lust and greediness. Kama, lobha. Lust and greediness. These are two dirty things. So, tato rajastamo bhava, kama lobha yastiti, chita, your heart will be cleansed of these lusty things and greediness. Then you come to the pure modes of goodness. And as soon as you come to the pure platform of goodness, tato rajastamo bhava, kama lobha yastiti, chita itui ranavidya, then your heart will not be pierced by this nonsense too, rajagun and tamagun. You will be situated in satagun. Sito sattip tato rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayasya cheta itui ranabhidda sthita satte prasidati. Then you will see everything clearly and you will be satisfied. Oh, this is my position. So, this is the process of the more you become purified, the more you will advance in Krishna consciousness. And your advancement in Krishna consciousness will be tested how you are developing good quality. Officially I am Krishna conscious yogi, but I am still addicted to so many nonsense habits. That means you are not advanced. That is a test. Jashasri bhakti bhagavata kunchana sarvai gunai tattva samad. He hasn't got to learn how to become good. Simply by executing this devotional service, he'll be all good. That is a test. Thank you.